The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Good evening, everyone. This week's Parsha is Parshas Mishpotim. The Parsha begins, Be'ele ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifnehem. And these are the laws, the statutes, the judgments that you shall place before them. Rashi brings the question from the sages. What does it mean that you shall place before them? Why doesn't it merely say that these are the mishpotim, these are the judgments which you shall say to them? Amata alehem, like the Torah says many times. Or you shall teach them. What does it mean, asher tosim lifnehem, that you shall place before them? Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. Rashi brings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Almighty said to Moshe, Leisale al daitecho leimar eshne lehem haperek vahalocha beizu gimel pomim. You shouldn't think that I will teach them the chapter, or I will teach them the particular law two or three times, achetei sedura befiem kimishnosa, until they have it in memory. Ve'eni matriach atzmi lahavinom tamei hadover upeirushai. And I won't have to encumber myself by explaining to them all of the intricacies of the law, all of the reasonings, all of the sources, and so forth. Lekach ne'mar asher tosim lifnehem. Therefore it states, not that you shall tell them the law. You shall place the law before them, kishulchan ha'oruch umuchan lechol lifnei ha'odem, like a table which is perfectly set out, well prepared before the person, ready to eat. The source of Rashi is the Mechilta. The Mechilta elaborates a bit more. Rabbi Kiva says, "Lefi she'nemar daber el bnei Yisrael v'amalt aleihem." Since it states that you shall speak to the children of Israel and you shall say to them, "Ein li ela pamachas." Therefore, I would say, tell them the laws one time. When you speak to someone, you don't have to say it over twice. You say it once. Minayin shona ushleish forever, achir ilmadu. How do we know that you should tell it over to them a second time, a third time, even a fourth time, until shel yilmadu, until it's lomud, until they have it? Tamaleimar, so net we have a posuk that states belamdo es bnei Yisrael. Lamdo, we usually translate lamdo, means to teach, limud. Where is this posuk? In Bayelach. It states v'ato kisfu lachem es hashira hazos belamdo es bnei Yisrael sima befihem. Now you shall write down this shira. The shira means the Torah, and teach it to the bnei Yisrael. This is in Bayelach Lamed Aleph Yutes. So since it states lamdo, so we learn that you have to teach it to them two times, three times, four times. Yochel lemeidin v'leishonin. Perhaps from here we will learn that you teach it to them, and that's sufficient. V'leishonin, and they will not be shena it. Shena, we'll see what that means in a minute. But shenin, to shenin means many, many times. Tamalemar sima befihem. And that Pasuk in Vayelech, it states, Lamdo, you shall teach it to them, and you shall place it in their mouths. So that means more than three or four times. Yochel Shonin Velo Yodin, maybe you'll say that if I give it over to them many, many times until it's in their mouth, that'll be sufficient. But not Yodin, not to the point where they have Yediyah, Das, knowing it. Talmud Lomar, and then the Rabbi Kiva brings Ar Posuk. Ve'ele ha-mishpotim asher tosim lifnehem. These are the laws which you shall place before them. Orcham lifnehem, set it out before them, organize it before them. Kishulchan ha-oruch, like a shulchan, a table, like you set a table before someone, like you lay a table where everything is organized. Ki'inyin shenemar, like it states, now the Mechilta quotes a posuk, Rabbi Kiva quotes a posuk from Parshas Be'eschanan, Dalet Lamed Hei, Ato Horei Saladas. Moshe told Klal Yisrael, you were shown to know. Ato Horei Saladas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed you to know. Ki Hashem Hu Elakim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is God, Ein Od Milvadoi. What does it mean? And there's no other one except him. What does it mean? Ato Horei Saladas. Should say, you knew. No, you were shown to know. Now, from all of this, we see there are four levels. Firstly, there's Amira. You tell something to someone. Tell him. That's sufficient. One time. Matale Alehem. Sometimes someone will say, look, I didn't hear what you said. Say it over again. Okay. One time. Repeat it. Then there's what is known as Limud. Limud is two, three, four times. Limud actually comes from the word, we translate it as teaching, but Limud actually comes from the word to be lomud, to be trained in something, where you become well trained. It's used also by animals that are malumed lakach, they become trained. So you have to train them. To train them, two, three, four times. That's the second level. And that we have from the Pasuk, V'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael. But that's only a second level. Then there's a third level. The third level is Shonin. That's more. Shonin comes from the word Vishinantum. Shonin comes from the word Vishinantum Levonecho. There, the Chazal Darshan, Vishinantam, means also many times repetition, but also comes from the word sharp. Some say it comes from the word shein, a tooth. There's other drushes, shinun. Shinun means sharp. And Vishinantam levanecho, you shall be sheinin, your children. And that goes on the person himself. There it states, you should learn it over ad shechidudim befihem, until the Torah is sharp in your mouths, so sharp, im sholcho odom, al tegamgem lei, elatoshim le me'ad. If someone asks you a question in Torah, you must not stammer, but be able to answer him immediately. Now that is, it's not enough two or three or four times. And that the Gemara says many times, afilu kuf pomin, even 100 times. But that's not still enough, it says. Yes, but that's not enough. That we know because it states, sima befihem. You must, and that posuk, where it says, kisva sashira azes, kisla chemes ashira, azos velamdo, and teach it to Klal Yisrael, sima befihem, place it in their mouths, for the Torah to be clear in your mouth, where you can answer anyone immediately with a clarity. Now that you need many, many times. That's vishinamtam. But still that's not enough. It states, there's a fourth level, yodin, where you know it. Now what does it mean, know it? Das. And Das, the level of Das, we have Chochma, we have Bina, we have Das. See, the Chochma is the wisdom that one, all of the basic knowledge and information that a person has. The Bina is the analysis, and the distinctions, Habdul Dover Miteich Dover. Das is another level. Das, the Chazal call Ria, where you see it. And there the Mechilta brings the Pasuk, Ato Hareis Olo Das, that you were shown to know that there is only one God. That is when it states in our Pasuk, Be'ela HaMishpotim Asher Tosim Aleihem, these are the laws which you shall place before them. Kishulchan ha'aruch muchan le'echol lifnei ha'odom. Where it is all before him, ready to eat. That's the level of Da'as. This is an instruction for a malamed, someone who teaches, whether he's teaching young people, or he's giving shu'urim, or droshes, to older people, or older talmidim. This is instruction to the person himself who studies, who learns Torah, because this is the way he has to teach himself. Now, what does it mean, kishulchan ha'orech lifnei ha'odom? You have to, Moshe was commanded, instructed to give it over to the people, not once, not with Amira, not 2, 3, 4 times. Lamaritem, Lamdo, to teach them, and not even 100 times, where it should be Shoninaisom, but till they see it, like a person comes into a banquet hall. He sees exactly what is here, what is there, ready to eat. What does that mean? It seems to be a simple illustration. Not so simple. What goes into setting a table? Well, people will tell you, it's not so easy to set a table. No, but it's a lot more difficult than you think. Because you first have to start. We give some thought to it. You first have to start with, it starts out in the country on the farm. You have to start preparing the ground. Harisha. Mizabel. You have to fertilize the ground, clear the ground, fertilize it. Then you have to plant the Zaria. And you have to cultivate the plants so they grow the grain. Then you have to harvest the grain. After you get the grain, you're still a long way from the table. You have to thresh it, the disho. And then you have to winnow it. And the meruach, and you have to stack it up. And then you have to refine it and select it and take out the pseilis mina echo, reject the grains which are not good, so you only have the good grains. And then you have to take it to the mill and grind it. And then the flour has to be taken and you have to knead it, mix it with the water to knead. Then you have to bake it. And still you have bread, but you only have the bread. That's only one item that goes on the table. They're the fruits of the trees, there's the yerek, the vegetables, there's the meat from the fowl, there's the meat from the animal. All of this has to be carefully prepared from its raw state. But then there's still much more. You have every food by itself. When you prepare foods, there is the whole art of preparing good food. You have to take many ingredients together, many different foods together, and you mix them with the whole wisdom and all types of recipes, and then you take tabling, you take your spices, and you make something a little sweeter and a little more bitter and so forth, and you cook it together, you mix it together until the final product comes out. But this you have to do with each type of serving that you are preparing. And each type of serving that you're preparing has different requirements. But then it's still, the chef still has it in the kitchens. And it's all mixed up together. Now you have to bring it out to the dining halls. You have to lay the tables. When you lay the tables, you lay it with your best linens, and your best china, and your best silver, and your best crystal, and everything has to be in perfect place. And then the foods have to be brought out, and they must be brought out, presented properly, and in their proper order. What happens if you bring out the dessert first and the starter at the end? What kind of banquet will that be? And the drinks and everything that goes with it. Then, finally, you have a shulchan, which is oruch lifnei ha'odom. Muchan lechol mimenu. You have a table, which is all ready for the person, merely to come and to take. He sees it all in front of him. He can select exactly what he wants to eat. He knows exactly what he wants to eat. He doesn't have to start to mix the foods or make the foods. He doesn't have to go out to the farm to get the grain or to the mills. He doesn't have to look for the dishes or for the cutlery. It's all there. Ve'ele ha'mishpotim asher tosim aleihem. These are the lifneihem. These are the mishpotim which you shall place before them, like a shulchan oruch muchan lechol imenu. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed Moshe Rabbeinu to study the Torah and to teach the Torah, which is the Chochmah Elyona, the greatest wisdom of all wisdoms, the wisdom which came from the upper worlds. You have to start with the preparation of the land and with the plowing and with the planting and with the harvesting and with the winnowing and with the grinding and with the kneading and with the baking, and to remove all of the psalis and to purify it. But it's still lacking the tikkun, still a long way from the table. And you have to do this with all of the foods. And then, when it's finally placed before the person, it can't be brought by rabubia, where it's all mixed up. The end comes first and the middle comes second. Now, it has to be brought in perfect seder, presented properly and in perfect order and beauty, like one would set a table. This is an enormous limud, an enormous instruction to a person that teaches Torah to people, a malamed that teaches to children, or a person that teaches to older people, or a person who's learning himself. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael to learn Torah. Why? Because he wanted them to come to the level of Das. The level of Das is not where you hear the Torah, not where you memorize the Torah by saying it over two or three or four times, not even where the Torah is in your mouth, sima b'fihem, it's not sufficient. But where hatoa reisa ladas, where you see the Torah. What does it mean to see the Torah? The Baral explains that in the physical world, we have a saying, seeing is believing. You tell people something, a story, a whole maisa. I was crossing the oceans, and you should see the monster that I saw coming out of the ocean, and you explain it to him. Even if he's your best friend, and you believe him on everything, in a day mishmiel ariya, the Gemara says, listening is not seeing. Right? You tell him, maybe you had a few drinks that evening, right? Or maybe there was a great storm, and there was a fog, and there was a ship in the distance. He says, no, I saw it. Okay. He says, come with me and I'll show you the dragon. And you see it, it's a different story. What it says, ain't a dema shmielaria. You hear is one thing, but libai is mahara. It's not 100% in your heart. You see, there's no better credibility. So Maral says, so is it in the non-physical world. There's a level of hearing, and there's a level of seeing. And what is the level of seeing? That's with the Eini HaSeichel. What is that? That's Das. When something reaches that level of Das, that's the level of being able to see. Except not with physical eyes in the physical world, but with non-physical eyes in the non-physical world. Rashi brings on this posuk, Bi'ato Horeis Aladas, in that's a posuk in Bo'ez Chanan, Rashi says, Ki targumai is chazito, you were shown to know. What does it mean? You were shown. Either you knew or you were shown. You were shown to know. Kishenosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu es HaTorah, when Hashem gave the Torah, posach lehem zayin rikim. This is speaking by Maimon Har Sinai. When they stood by Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the seven heavens. Ukishem shekora es elyonim, kachkor es hatachtonim. And just like he opened up all of the upper heavens, he opened up the lower ones also. V'ra'u shehu yechidi. And they were able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was alone. L'kach ne'mar ato ha'reis olodas. That you were shown to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is levadai. The Rambam brings in Hilchos Yisori HaTorah that how great the miracles were in Mitzrayim, the Eser Makis, the 10 plagues, or the Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, or what happened in the desert. He said, but that was all Oses Umeifsim. That was wonders. That was not seen. And when a person sees wonders, still his heart is not 100%. But on Har Sinai, there they came to the level where they were able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, whatever that means. And he brings the posuk, Ato Horeis Oladas, you were shown. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed you to know. Now, Rebbe Kiva brings this posuk in Be'ela Mishpotim, Asher Tosim Lifnehem, that when one learns Torah, he has to come to that same level where he sees with his eyes, he can see the Torah. the same level that Klal Yisrael came to when they stood at Sinai. In other words, he's able to see the very core of the Torah that was given at Sinai. He brings the Pasuk, Ato Horeso Lodas, you were shown to know. That's what it means, Tosim Lifnehem. Moshe said, maybe I'll just tell them the Torah now. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you will place it before them, like we just elaborated on. That's the level of Das. It means that you have studied the Torah with such labor, so many times, over and over, and with such depth that it becomes part of you. The word Das actually means the krevus in chibur, connection, where the Torah becomes part of you itself. This is how Moshe was instructed to teach the people, and this is how we were instructed to study Torah. From all of this, we can now understand very well the difference between studying the Torah properly and not studying it properly. For example, if someone will learn the Torah many, many times over, but does not labor into the depth of the Torah to try to understand all of the intricacies, to try to understand all of the sources, where is it coming from, what is its source, what is its application, to dissect it. Or certainly Limud Bilvad, where he merely says it over many times until it's in memory. Or certainly just Amira, just to say it. And Lefizeh, according to this, that one who will study Torah in those ways, and it does not become like a shulchan, which is aruch lifnei ha'odam, like a table which is totally prepared before the person. But it's a whole baholo, it's a whole confusion, it's a whole mixture, it's a whole mess. Like someone's got a kitchen where everything is upside down and whatnot and turned over. Well, then that's the ksil b'cheshech heilech. It's the ksil, the fool that walks in darkness. Not the or, the light that Klal Yisrael saw on Har Sinai. Now, naturally, we're speaking that each one in accordance to its own level. For example, Chazal taught in Masechta Ovis, Perikei, Ben Helemikra, that the child, when he's 5 years old, he's reached the level of studying Chumash. Ben Eser Lemishnah, when he's 10 years old, he's reached the level to study Mishnah. Ben Chumash Esrei LeTalmud, when he's 15, he's reached the level to study Talmud Gemara. And the Maralber brings in a Sefer Ovos, because the Chazal were very cautious. They wanted to place on the shoulders of the child a burden which he's capable of carrying. So they measured everything perfectly, the weight that the child would be able to carry. Now, if you're teaching Chumash, you can't go into the, with a child, you naturally can't go into the Sodas HaTorah, the deepest secrets of the Torah, to come to the lights that were given on Har Sinai. And the same thing with the Mishnah for a Ben Esra, for a 10-year-old. But nevertheless, the same formula is followed, that in accordance to the Seichel of the Tinaik, what he can absorb, it must be placed before him, his shulchan, ha'oruch, lechol mimenu, like a table is placed before him. Even when you feed a child, you also do the same thing. You carefully prepare the food, you carefully organize it, and you carefully feed the child. So it must be perfectly organized, perfectly selected, and perfectly fed to him. You might teach him just a little, but that has to be with a perfection. That has to be with clarity. That has to be with light. And then it becomes Torah Misinai. And the same thing with a 10-year-old that is learning Mishnah, or a 15-year-old that is learning Gemara. And an older person, in accordance to his level. Whatever level you learn Torah at, it has to be in this manner. Whether you're learning in a yeshiva or the Vilna Gaon who's sitting and learning. In this way, a person comes to the Havonas HaTorah, to the understanding of Torah. He comes to the Das HaTorah. And he comes to a great Avas HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah, the love for the Torah and the Simchas HaTorah. If it's not in this manner, then the Gemara tells us he's torn from side to side. He doesn't understand what he's learning. It becomes a bohola, a confusion. It becomes a darkness. And it drives a person away from Torah. And the Chazal tell us, and this was even in their days. In their days, the Chazal said, Ligros vohoda lisbar. First a person must learn, and they were speaking already to greater Talmidim. First a person must learn Girso, and then go into the depth of it. They would learn up the Girso, the basic text, to have a grasp on the basic text with a shlemus, an entirety, as a foundation. Then they would start to go into greater depths. The Gaon brings in a Pirush and Masechta Ovis, where it states, Im ein kemach, ein Torah, im ein Torah, ein kemach. That if there is no flower, there is no Torah. And if there is no Torah, there is no flower. Generally, the simple translation is a person is going to have parnosa, going to have what to eat, because if he doesn't have what to eat, he's not going to have Torah. If he has Torah, if he doesn't have Torah, so then when he has what to eat, it's purposeless. If he doesn't have Torah. So the Gaon says, though, Derech Remes, it's coming to tell us a different thing also, and to instruct us when we learn. He says the farmer would gather in his grain. He'd plant his grain and gather it. From there he would make kemach. From there he would make food. He says you can't flour and food. He would grind it up. He says if he has no grain, there is nothing to grind. If we have no knowledge in the basics of the Shas, so what are we going to grind? What are we going to grind up in order to come to the higher levels of Bina Vedas? And on the other hand, we need the grain in order to create flour. On the other hand, though, if you have the grain, but you don't create flour from it, so what purpose is the grain? So therefore, you have to take the first level and get a clarity in that. And then you can go further. This, naturally, this method requires enormous toil and labor. Just like we said, when someone's preparing a Shulchan Aruch, we went through step by step, in a very abbreviated manner, but we went step by step what goes into the banquet hall properly. It's much easier to do it improperly. Far easier. You bake, you eat your foods half cooked, half not cooked, half ripe, half not ripe, of poor quality, a little here, a little there. You have people that do that. You have vagrants. They live out in the field and they eat the scraps. You have many people like that. And then you don't have to set your table so properly. You don't have to make such good macholim. It's much easier to do it improperly. It's far more difficult to do it properly. Because of that, many, many generations, there has been the Sotan and the Yetzer Hara to mislead the generations to other drochim, to other ways in learning, because by nature we'd rather do things the easier way than the proper way, because most so much so it's too difficult. And throughout the generations, we've had Archachomim, our sages, rebuke the generations on this, criticize them severely in many ways. For example, the Chazal would say, "Ein adame mi shalemed haperek kuf pomim lemi shalemed haperek kuf aleph pomim." You cannot compare the person who will study his Mishnah, what he's studying, 100 times to the person who has studied it 101 times. He says it's a different level. To tell us what does it mean to study a Pasuk in Chumash, a Mishnah, or a Daf Gemara. He says you can't compare the two. Someone 100 times to someone 100 times, can't compare. To go over and over and over. It's difficult. People don't want to do that. This is why Chazal had to rebuke them. They tell over, Reb Chaim Volozhiner went to the Vilna Gaon and he asked them, "How many times should you review a piece of Gemara?" 100 times. 101 times. The Gaon answered, "Ein lo shiur." There's no maximum. The Rambam writes, he says, a person is obligated to learn Torah kol yomeihem, kol yomais, all of the days of his life. Atchem yomus, till he dies. So then the Rambam poses the question, where does it say he should learn till he dies? Where in the Torah does it say he should learn till he dies? So he brings the proof from is very interesting. Because in the Torah it says, Leisishkach, Pentishkach, we are not allowed to forget the Torah. And he says, V'kolz man she'odam ein aleimad hu sheikach. When a person doesn't learn the Torah, he forgets. And there's a proof he has to learn till he dies. Torah is not like the other wisdoms which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to mankind. Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom. It comes from Har Sinai. By the other wisdoms, it states, Asher Nosan Mechochmos Elebos Avadom. He gave. By Torah it states, Asher Cholak Mechochmos Lirei Ov. The Torah he shares with those who fear him. And it is so high that, first of all, it's infinite. So a person can always grow further in it. But secondly, it is so high that a person has to constantly go over and over it. Otherwise, he loses it. That was from one aspect. Another aspect, that many times in the generations, and it happened in the 1500s, and later on in the 1700s, where they developed what was known as Derech HaPilpul. They called it Derech HaPilpul. Pilpul is mentioned in the Gemara, but they called it, it was referred to as a Derech HaPilpul, which was not this method. The Maral writes consistently against it. The Gaon stood up against it. He says, that's not learning, that's not Derech HaYoshor. Well, you take the Chumash, and then you take the Mishnah, and then you take the Gemara, and you delve straight into the sources of the Halacha, and so on. The Chazayin Ish writes in a letter, he says, it was a great loss to the generations, when in our generation, he's writing in his time, which was 50, 60, 70 years ago, have stopped learning that way. And he says the reason is, he gives this reason. He says, because to take the basics and to study it over and over and then slowly develop it deeper and deeper, he says, that's hard work. That's amelus. While to take the Derech HaPilpul, to look into the kashas and the terutzim and the achreinim and so forth and so on before this, he says, that's a dover that the seichel is misaneg nimenu, that the seichel has joy from. So therefore one is drawn into that. But he says, it caused a great yeridus haTorah. The level of the Torah has fallen. Because of this that we're speaking about, the Chazal tell us something which is of great interest. It states that a chocham is odif minovi. A chocham b'chochmas haTorah attains greater heights than the prophet. Now, Nevuah is an enormous, prophecy is an enormous level. If you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah, where he describes what level of prophecy is, it's enormous. He says that level was given to, this was when there was prophecy. This was during the time of the first Beis HaMikdash and before. He says this was given to the very, very, very select Gedolei Hador, leaders of the generation that knew the entire Torah and were great people of deeds and so forth and so on. But Chochmah is greater. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a nevuah, a prophecy. What can be greater than that? The explanation is because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person a nevuah, this was the safe dover. This was the culmination, the decree, or the information that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give to the people through this person. So he came to him, and this was a Ruach HaKodesh, and gave him this prophecy. The Chocham, with his Chochmah, is capable of coming to the same. But in this manner, through the Derech of Chochmah Satira. Now, we might think, what's the difference? I mean, they're both coming to the same conclusion. Right? The Novi is coming to the same conclusion. This is what we should do. And this is what we shouldn't do. And the Chochmah is coming to the same conclusion. This is what we do and this is what we shouldn't do. So what's the difference between the two? Or if the Novi is given the conclusion, this is allowed and this is not allowed. And the Chocham is given the same, it comes to the same conclusion. So what's the difference? The difference is explained by our sages. It's because, in accordance to what we said, the Novi has not reached the level of Das. The Chochem has. The Novi was awarded this. It was given to him. He didn't reach it. He didn't reach it through the toil and the labor, starting from the Aleph and the Beis, and working through all of the intricacies of the Torah. In other words, planting the seed, harvesting the grain, bringing it to its perfection, perfecting it till it reaches the table, that he didn't do, the Novi. The table was given to him. The Chochem worked it through. He labored it through. And through laboring it through, then you come to the level, Rabbi Kiva says, of Sima Bifihem, the Lodas, Ba'ato Horeso Lodas, the level of Das, where the Torah has become part of you, just as you see something physically, so do you see this non-physically. The Novi doesn't come to that level. And this is why Chochem Odif Minovi. And not only that, but the Chochem can come even to greater visions than the prophet because of this. But it will be Derech Chochmas HaTorah, through the wisdom of the Torah. This is why it's written on the Gaon, that the Gaon came to such levels that there were Malochim, angels, that were coming to resolve many of the difficult problems that he had in Torah. And he would chase them away. He wouldn't want them. He wouldn't accept them. He only wanted Torah that he himself labored for. The Actually, when a Chochem comes to that level, he's coming to the level of Maimar Har Sinai, like we mentioned. Because the whole Torah is Achas. It's all united together. And this is the level that it brings him to. From here, we see many strange things, which seemingly are strange, but which are explained to us in this manner. For example, it's a Gemara. Is a Gemara in Masechta Sota. In Masechta Sota, Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara says, the Gemara is discussing about someone who has learned Mikra, he's learned Chumash, he's learned Mishnah, but Leishimesh Tamira Chachomim. He didn't go to the Talmidei Chachomim to learn. That means that he didn't learn Talmud. Which basically what it means is he learned Mikra, he learned Chumash, but he did not delve into the Emek, the depth, the great depth of the Halacha. If you'll ever notice, I mean, you can't help but notice, let's put it this way, you can't help but notice that the Gemara, in every case, there's no exception to this. But the Gemara will challenge everything that's said. Will never accept anything without challenging it. Minolon, how do you know this? From where? And why does it challenge it? First of all, it wants to make sure it's true. But secondly, because that's part of learning. Part of learning is not just the information, but to know exactly where it comes from, where it's derived, why can it not be refuted if it's true, it cannot be refuted. We have to know then why it cannot be refuted. And so on and so on. So someone who learns, he learned Mikra, and he learned Mishnah. He learned a lot of Mikra and he learned a lot of Mishnah. But he did not delve into the depths of the Halacha, of the Gemara. What is he? So, four opinions. Reb Lezer says, this is an Amo Oretz. This is an ignorant person in the wisdom of Torah. Reb Shmuel says, this is a boor. Not an Amo Oretz, but a boor. A boor is an empty person. Reb Yannai says, this is a kusi. We'll explain what a kusi is. A kusi was a certain sect from Klal Yisrael, or outside of Klal Yisrael. They were Magaya, they joined Klal Yisrael. They were a certain sect. And they accepted many mitzvahs, but other mitzvahs they rejected. And it states a strange thing on them. It says, the mitzvahs they rejected, we can understand. They didn't want to accept all of the mitzvahs. But the mitzvahs that they did accept, it says they were hikziku behem yeseh Yisrael. They kept them even better than Yisrael. So this was the kusi. He says he's a kusi, this type of person. Rav Yaakov bar Yaakov omar harei zeh amagushi. Rav Yaakov bar Yaakov says he's an amagushi. What was an amagushi? A sorcerer. Then the Gemara says, Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok mestabra kavosei de Rav Yaakov bar Yaakov. He says, I agree, like Rav Yaakov bar Yaakov, that he's like an amagushi. Because, just like a sorcerer, he will pronounce many words, magical words, you know, abracadabra and so forth, that he doesn't have the clue what they mean or what they do, but he does seemingly know the end result of it, that there's going to be some cause and effect from it. Toni tanavala yoda matoni, so the same thing with this person. This person says over things. He'll say over things from the Chumash, he'll say over things from the Mishnah, but he doesn't have a clue really why, where do they come from. The Maral explains, this is a very strange Gemara. The Maral explains like this. Now, first of all, the first opinion is an Amoritz because he hasn't come to the great wisdom of the Torah Shebal Peh. This is the whole Torah Shebal Peh. The second opinion, that he's a boor is a fallow sode. Sode boor, a fallow field. A field that is full of potential crops, but the potential was not brought out. This is the same with the person. The person has absorbed mikra. He's absorbed chumash. So these are the sources and the seeds for great crops. But he has not labored to bring them out. Therefore, Haradeh Zebur is like a fallow field that has enormous potential, and the potential was never brought out. Third opinion is a kusi. He says, what was a kusi? He says, a kusi were people that they fulfilled what looked religious to them. That was the kusi. They come from afar. They join Klal Yisrael. They want to be religious like Klal Yisrael. So what looked good to them, what looked religious to them, they went for. Other things that didn't look so good to them, they rejected. Not only that, but they became fanatics. Fanatics like your religions of the world. What they did do, they did even more than Israel. What's the matter with these people? He says they're totally off track. Because we weren't given the Torah to be religious. We weren't given the mitzvahs to be religious. We weren't given mitzvahs because they might look good in our eyes. We were given it from the Chochmah Elyona, from the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Har Sinai. And therefore, al tiyeh mitzvah kala b'neihem, mitzvah kala, rotzach a mitzvah kala, there's no difference between the mitzvahs. It's all one. And the mitzvahs, we accept all of them. Or reject all of them. Don't go and choose in your mitzvahs and say this one you agree to and this one you don't. And each mitzvah that we keep, we don't keep it the way we want to keep it. We keep it the way the sages teach us to keep it, through the great depth of the Chochmas HaTorah. If the sages tell us that this mitzvah you should treat with leniency, you treat with leniency. This severity, severity. This person that's never delved into that, so he's like a kushi. Then, what is that magushi? Magushi is a person, the sorcerer, he says, the Maral says, is chosara chochma. He says something interesting. He says, where do you find that sorcery prevailed? Sorcery would always prevail, prevailed mostly, he said, by the simple populace. This is superstitions and sorcery, witchcrafts, baba maisim, that you found always by the populace. He said, you didn't find it by the Chachomim Gedolim, but the great of wise. Why? Because this is the hepech, this is the antithesis to wisdom. Because wisdom is based on deep, penetrating understanding. Sorcery is based on non-understanding. You're told that if you will do this and that, something which is totally unrelated will happen. Well, you cannot link the two together whatsoever, but it will happen. You say, if you do this, that will happen. It's like the Torah tells us, these were the Dark Yamari. It says, if you want to know if you should do, if tomorrow's a good day for business or not, then you have to think of it from a business perspective. Is it a good day for business or not? But if you think of it from a different perspective, for example, you say that if tomorrow, when I get up, if I hear a rooster, first thing in the morning, if I hear the rooster crow, then I'll do the business. It's a good day. And if not, it's not a good day. That's the way of the Amorim. That was the ways of the sorcerers. That's the hepech. That's the contrary to wisdom. He says, Torah is not a sorcery. Torah is not a superstition, chas v'sholom. It says, Hi chokhmah chemu binaschem b'nagoyim. It's the greatest of all wisdoms. We have to approach Torah through chokhmah, through wisdom. And that's only through over and over and deeper. But to first take the basic source and then build and then build and then build. So someone who has taken the basic source, but has not developed it, and then he's only doing what he's learned there, and he has no power of reasoning or understanding in it, that is amagushi. This is the sorcerer. Ki Torah hasichlis is roi. The Torah was given to Israel because it states, Mi goy godol chocham v'navon. Who is so great in wisdom as Israel? Miuchodim Yisrael lekabel haseichel min Hashem Yisborach. And Klal Yisrael was set aside to be able to accept this great wisdom from him. Now, if you take his wisdom and you make out of it a religion which is based on what a person thinks is good or not good and how much and how little, or something which is just a superstition, he says, there cannot be a greater rebuke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah than that. This is what the Gemara says here. Now from there he goes to another step, which he says something very, very profound. But others say it also. He says, what happens if a person wants to know the halacha, wants to study the halacha, the final pshat halacha, the finality of the law, and he comes to the finality of the law not through the methods that we are speaking of. He merely goes and he asks someone. Say, yes, sir, Rav. I want to know the halacha. Tell me. We live in a generation that likes quick fixes. Right? They like something fast and quick. Right? Shortcuts. Fast foods. A quick buck. They want to know the halacha. Well, sometimes you have to know what to do, so you got to know it, okay. But they want to know it. They'll say, don't give me any discussions. Tell me what the halacha is. Now they know the halacha. There's the other person who comes to that halacha, derech ha-Torah, like we explained. He's confronted with a question, a shaila. So he starts with the psukim in the Torah, and he delves into it. He goes into the Mishnah, goes into discussions of the Gemara, delves into the Rishonim and Achreinim, the early commentators, the later commentators, and he toils and he toils until he comes to the conclusion of the best of his knowledge. He's a chochem. Now, we already explained which is greater. But what happens if this chochem comes to a different conclusion and it's the wrong conclusion? It can happen. He says the second one is greater than the first one. And he's more choviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the first one. Because the first one is not Torah. Well, the second one learned Torah. That's what we were obligated. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't demand from us that we come to the ultimate truth every time. He demanded that v'chukaisai teilechu tiyameilim b'Torah, that you will labor with all of your heart and soul in Torah and come to the greatest understanding of your abilities. So he came, he's derech ha-Torah, while the other one is not. And from there, he criticizes severely. He says those chachomim of his generations, or those talmidim rabbonim, who were using what he refers to as the kitzurim. He's actually speaking of the tour then. But today, the kitzurim is where it was a short version of the finality of the halacha. You come and you look at it, and there you have it. He says, that's not Torah. And the chacham, if he labors, not only if he comes to the right conclusion, even if he comes to the wrong conclusion, he's far more dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the first one. He says, but the Tur, they wrote it, or the Rambam. He says, they didn't write this. The Tur didn't write it that you should stop learning. The Tur wrote the Tur to show you his opinion of the finality of the halacha. But it's the Chocham's responsibility to toil through the whole chapters, all of the sugyas, and then compare his findings with the Torah. That's why the Torah wrote it. He's giving you the opinion of his Gemar Halacha, of his finality of the Halacha. This is what the Chazal always bring, La Suke Shmaitza Alibad Ilchasu, where they would bring the sugya to a finality, but that's only coming from the finality. In secular Lahavdil, Elif Abdullah's, people seem to have a hard time penetrating this when it comes to Torah. But in secular law, it's done all of the time, all of the time. Many times someone will ask you, well, give it to me in a nutshell what the law is. There are many court cases that come up all of the time. They'll go on for weeks or months. Then the judge will deliberate. Then after a couple of weeks, he'll come back with his verdict. It can be 800 pages, 1,200 pages of scholarly writing to clarify what the law is. Now this idiot is coming and saying, give it to me in a nutshell. The people don't realize what kind of stupidity that is. And this is the secular law, that any semblance of secular law they got from our Torah. It's ma'asim b'chol yom, all of the time. Judges of high courts are coming with a written verdict of 600 pages, 800 pages, 2,000 pages. And they go into the records. Give it to me in a nutshell. And now if I happen to know his conclusion, so the next time the case comes, I'll tell it to them. I'm as great as that judge, because I know the conclusion. That's why the Gemara tells us we're dealing with an amaratzim or a boor. And this is by Torah. Where Torah dwarfs all of the law systems. This law systems came from the Torah. People come, just tell me what the halach is. All right, sometimes you have to know, because you have to know what to do. Okay. But that's not Torah. From here, and this is the same foundation, the same principle that we said when the Chocham is Odif Midovi. The Navi was given the decree. He was given the verdict. So he gives it over to the people. It's a very high level because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to him. We can't compare him to the Chochem, to the sage, who came to that concept, either the same or different, because that's Torah. That's the Das HaTorah, HaTorah, that's Har Sinai. And the Maral, in another place, explains something even more profound with this. And that's a very well-known Gemara in Perek Azov, Bob Metzia. Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara brings, it's a long sugi there, but what the Gemara is speaking about, there was a dispute amongst the sages of the Mishnah. There was a dispute in Halacha amongst the sages of the Mishnah in the Sanhedrin, the great court. And the Blazer Agodl, who was one of the greatest sages we ever had, he was lenient. But it makes no difference who was lenient, who wasn't. He held one way. The court held the other way. Amongst the court was Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. And he went back up because he said, what I am saying is right. What you are saying is wrong. And he brought proof after proof after proof, but they were able to logically refute his proofs until he ran out of proofs. But he still was 100% certain he was saying that he was right. So he called on heavenly intervention. And he said, let heaven decide who is right and who is wrong. And first he said, Chruv Yechiach. He said, if I am right, there was a cherub tree. Let the cherub tree testify, and the cherub tree moved. And the court wasn't impressed. They said, don't mix in the cherub tree here. Then he said, Amas Amayim Yechiach. Let the river bring proof to me. And the river backed up. I said, no, we're not interested. You want to bring us proofs from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, that's a different one. The Tirei Shebal Peh, that's a different story. Don't bring the rivers in. Kosli Beis HaMedrash, let the walls of the Beis HaMedrash testify. And they started to lean forwards. And Abishua got up and he shouted at the walls of the Beis HaMedrash and he said, Talmidei HaChachomim, the Talmidei HaChachomim are arguing in Halacha, what are you mixing in for? Finally, in desperation, he said, Baskol Yechiach. Let a voice from heaven come down and let the voice of heaven decide who is right and who is wrong. And the voice of heaven came down and said, to the court, to the Sanhedrin, why are you disagreeing with Reb Lezer? Don't you know that he's right? And Reb Yeshua stood up in the name of the court, and they said, Leba Shomayim. We do not resolve questions of the Torah that way. It's not in heaven. It's already given to Moshe on Har Sinai. And in the Torah it states that the conclusions of Torah questions are not resolved by heaven, but by resolved by the majority opinions of the judges of the Sanhedrin. And the majority opinions of the judges of the Sanhedrin, they have to render their verdicts the way they see the halacha, not the way they hear the maskil. They rejected it. And then the Gemara brings something very strange. So they won't accept it. So it's very difficult. What do you mean? What did he want? HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself should come down. Did they want the court? It was clear. The halacha was like him. But what's even stranger is that the Gemara later on brings that someone met Eliyahu HaNavi and he asked him, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing now? And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rejoicing. He says, he's rejoicing because my children will not accept all these signs, even the basko, even the voice of heaven. What's going on? So the Maral says, Huasir Dibarnu, this is what we're speaking about. You're bringing me conclusions from heaven. And the court was bringing Rayas HaTorah, from the Torah. And the Torah is greater. Because any conclusions that come down from heaven, at best that can be prophecy. But what people do, coming to the conclusions through the study, proper study of Torah, and the proper wisdom of Torah, that's not prophecy. He says, that's not even a baskol. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Because the Torah is a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's what they saw at Sinai. HaTorah and Ladas, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu let them know that Ein Ol Mevadoi. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy. He says, all of the other nations will run after all of these signs. Not Israel. He says, they want only me. And they see me through the Torah. And through the eyes of the Torah, they saw that the halacha was like them, not like Reb Lezer. There's something very, very profound. And the what one has to also realize is that the mitzvahs that a person does, see, many times people will say, well, this is learning and this is doing. One doesn't necessarily have what to do with the other. You want to learn like that, theoretics, okay. But this is doing. No. The mitzvahs must be an outgrowth from the Chochmas HaTorah, from the wisdom of Torah. How much wisdom of Torah there is interjected into the mitzvahs, that's how great the mitzvahs are and how much kedusha it has. Otherwise, it becomes, like we said, from the other aspect, where if it's mitzvahs, belay tam, mitzvahs without any understanding whatsoever, that's no longer the wisdom of Hashem. That's what's meant, which we spoke at length many times before. We can't now. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. That just like, this is what King Solomon said, just like you have a candle with a fire. Where's that fire coming from? That fire is coming from the power of fire in the world. The sun creates the power of fire in the world. And because of that, you have a candle. Isolate one from the other, you won't have a candle. The strength of the candle is dependent on its source. Ki ner mitzvah v'torah or, so is it with the mitzvah. Shlomo HaMelech says the mitzvah is like a candle. It derives its source from the great light of the Torah. It's a spiritual light. How much light is injected into that mitzvah, that's how great the mitzvah is. So therefore the mitzvahs have to emanate from one's Torah. This is what our sages define. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and particularly by the Mishpotim, these were the judgments, these are the judgments which you shall place before them. Do not tell them. Do not even teach them. And do not even study it over many, many, many times with them. But you must place it before them like a shulchan, like a table, orach, oruch, which is all set out in its proper order, all the way from the grain in the farm to the table, everything on the table where one can partake from it.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.